Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's the 8th annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition with high school students from across the state. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000. Before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
Nevada Newsmakers 8th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors, Sierra Nevada, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada State Education Association, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, Pro Group Management, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are celebrating our 8th annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition. And our first panel today, great kids from across the state. Heidi Hill is here with Arborview High School in Las Vegas. Stephen Kish is with Galena High School in Reno. And Kimberly Manriquez is with Hug High School in Reno. Pleasure to have you all here. So as you watch what's going on with the president and the Congress, what do you make of it? It seems like nothing's getting done.
I think that it's too much of a rivalry with everyone. Everyone's just fighting about Democrat or Republican. And they're not really focusing on what America needs. They really are just, you know, especially with the upcoming election coming soon, they're trying to make their voters happy and just get those votes rather than focusing on what our country needs.
Do you think they're accomplishing that?
Well, the irony somewhat becomes if they're going to actually achieve anything, if they're going to win re-election, they're going to have to move a little bit more towards the middle, because there's just not enough support on either radical end, so to speak, to actually win an election. So when you'd think they'd move more towards the middle to compromise, considering Congress's approval rating is the lowest it's ever been,
Single
digits now? I heard 11%. So they're doing dismally in the eyes of the American people. They aren't instituting the reforms we need, and as such, we've seen huge fiscal policy or fiscal opportunities go by the wayside. We've had opportunities to try and reform and try to go back on the road to recovery, especially with places like Europe collapsing. And we just haven't capitalized on any of those opportunities. So really, Congress is going to need to move towards the middle, is going to need to compromise if they're going to win any kind of re-election, if they're going to get back on track, so to speak.
And do you think that's where it's heading, that these folks are just not going to get re-elected if they continue to act this way?
Well, no, because they're just basically focusing, like what she said, they're just They're just wanting, like, the votes. They care more about the votes than, like, what is going to be done. Like, it's, I don't know.
So let me ask you, you know, if you were to be heading up Congress, what kind of things do you think that we should be working on? What's the most important thing that we should be working on? Is it the economy?
I think economy is a huge thing. I think the first step before focusing on any issues that America's facing in general, they just need to focus on unifying together as a Congress. They need to stop separating themselves as Republicans and Democrats and the other parties that they belong to. But they just need to focus first on unifying and then focus on our economy, because that's what's going to put our future in, like, it's going to be more in the hole for us, and that we're going to have to dig it out more if they don't focus on that. I think that's our number one issue right now.
Although, really, when we actually look at it, the economy is going to be the biggest issue, because when we talk about the divides, talk about unification, it's all over fiscal policy, whether or not we should tax, whether we should cut spending, which programs to cut, how exactly we're going to get, you know, try and cut this deficit, trying to remove, move more towards a balanced budget. So really, when you're dividing it along party lines, that's where the dichotomy begins. That's where people are being divided. It's all fiscal policy, as we can see. Even the most recent edition of The Economist kind of puts America in the spotlight, because we could help power this, you know, global recovery, because we're already beginning to grow at 2% again. But this is dismal compared to the opportunities we've had, the opportunities we should create and the opportunities we should capitalize on to continue to improve as a nation and as an economy, if the political process is going to be fixed first and foremost.
Well, you know, a lot of people talk about the government's role in creating jobs. Do you think it's the role of government to create jobs, or is that private enterprise that should be doing that?
I think that should be maybe both of them, because the government is trying to create jobs, but there's not really nothing, like, there's not really jobs being made. Like, yeah, he says he's passing all these bills and stuff like that, but there's, like, the economy is still bad. There's no progression, there's no nothing. So I think maybe the enterprises should also start, like, doing more jobs.
You know, you're going to be graduating soon and then going to college, we would imagine. Do you have concerns about whether there's going to be a job out there for you?
Of course. I mean, I know my older sister, she just graduated from college and a degree with elementary education, and she's not even able to use her degree. And she would be a great teacher, and rather than being able to do that, she has to work for some other company out there. And so I'm definitely worried about if there's going to be a job for me out there, or if our future's kind of just not going where it should be.
Do you feel the same way?
Well, when we look at the opportunities there for each individual person, the current economic climate isn't really conducive to job creation, which that's more the role of the government in this regard. It's allow capital enterprise to do what capital enterprise does best, and that's create jobs. When we look at all of these factors, the government, again, not being able to compromise, being separated amongst party lines for purely, you know, winning election reasons, it's creating a system where jobs or the American people's well-being is put on the back burner to, you know, personal victories in that regard. So there's really not a good environment for new graduates, for those who have a college education, to actually enter the workforce and put their skills to use.
And the same question to you. Do you have concerns for your future, that there may not be a job out there for you?
Well, yes, because well, I don't, like she said, I don't want to be working. If I study for something, I don't want to be working on something else that I am not prepared for. So, yeah, that kind of worries me.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Spirited discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Nevada Newsmakers 8th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors, Sierra Nevada, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada State Education Association, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, Pro Group Manager, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our 8th annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition with high school students from across the state. Shubham Gogna is with us from Wooster High School. We have Shelley Waite with Churchill County High School and Christopher Hall with Cheyenne High School. Pleasure to have all three of you here
on
the program. Shelley, I wanted to start with you. And what do you make of this Occupy Wall Street movement?
Honestly, I think it's pretty pointless because I'm not saying necessarily that protests in general are pointless, but this one, it doesn't seem that the goal of everyone is unified, and it doesn't really seem like they know exactly what they want. And I think instead of bringing problems to the government and Wall Street, they should start bringing solutions instead of, because everyone knows that, you know, not everyone's happy with the economy right now, but I think that they should try to bring solutions instead of problems.
As you've looked at Occupy Wall Street, how has it struck you? I mean, they shut down the Port of Oakland on several different days here in the last month. Is that good?
Not at all. Not at all. Like, Wall Street, to me, is like basically a lot of business coming together as one. But back in the 1930s, we had the Great Depression, and then our economy started to boost up, and now we're going back down slowly. I don't know if anybody has recognized, but we're going down dramatically, and maybe in the nearby future, when we're all graduated from college, we might lose our path. So,
do you think America is losing its path?
I think that we definitely need more focus on the economy. We've started focusing on big business. I think we need to focus more on a local economy, because to use a metaphor, if you have some guy with $10 and he spends it at Walmart, Walmart's going to get, what, say, $5 of that. $5 goes to creating the product over in, or outsourcing, and the other $5 goes to the company. And what is left in the local economy? You basically have money getting out from an area, but it's not coming back in.
But, you know, on the other side of this, these companies, these national companies, international companies, are creating jobs. If you would have put all of your business into the local economy, into mm-hmm. local businesses, aren't you, by therefore the same token, going to hurt those people who have those jobs with those multinational corporations?
If you're going to create jobs in a local economy, you are going to pay it from the profits that you gain. So basically, it's going to create a circle in the local economy. Instead of having one large international circle with large corporations, you're going to have smaller circles with more, how do you say it, like less dependent on like other economic
factors.
Yeah, economic factors.
Okay. What do you make of the Tea Party? Let's look at the other side of the coin. Do you think it's having as much effect, you know, across the country as it had a couple of years ago?
I think it is having a little bit more because people are paying a little bit more attention, you know, because of their ideas and their values that the Tea Party has. I think that maybe they're paying a little bit more attention as the economy is declining, and so I think that people are trying to, you know, just get a new perspective on things. Since the old things aren't working, I think that everyone's looking for a new solution, and so the Tea Party is providing them.
You know, it's interesting, two of the three of you in this discussion have both said that the economy is declining. But actually, the numbers are going upwards slowly, but they seem to be rising. Why do you feel uncomfortable, Christopher, with the economy? Why is it a personal situation where you just look at the local economy and go, it's just not working?
Okay, may I go back to the Wall Street situation? Okay, I agree with your metaphor. Mm-hmm. I forgot your name, but
Shub.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara, I agree with your metaphor because basically, if you give money, you're gonna make money off the person, though. So let's say, because you know, right now it's Christmas holidays, everybody going to Walmart, buying gifts. The company's just going to basically boost their profits off of the person.
Yeah.
So I agree with your metaphor.
All right, let's talk about the presidential campaign. You know, I was listening to a United States congressman a couple of weeks ago talking about for the next year, absolutely nothing is going to get done in the Congress because of the elections. How does that strike you?
You know, I think some stuff will get done because I believe that in order for Congress to get reelected and the president, you know, to get reelected, they're going to have to do something or else nobody will reelect them. So I think I'm not sure that they will do very much, but I believe they will have to do something in order to get reelected.
As you look at the president over the last 3 years, what do you think is his greatest accomplishment has been?
So far, the plans that he put inside, because most presidents say words, but they never act on their words. So it's been a while since we had a president that actually act on his words, because you can say, I'm going to build an oil factory. Are you going to stay to that goal, or are you just going to just leave it away? But our president has done a good job so far. The economy has actually, like you said, has actually increased, though. Because other times, it may go down due to other presidents, and that's about it.
All right, what do you think? I
think the president has some good ideas, but I think it really hits a cement wall in Congress, where it enters, but it's not coming out. People just can't agree on one issue. You have the Democrats and the Republicans. Mostly they're arguing because they're different parties and not because they really have, you know, they're not really against the idea. They're just, hey, you're Republican. I'm not going to vote because you're voting this way.
Yeah. So I agree with that.
All right, Shelley, what do you think is President's signature accomplishment?
I don't know. I really like that he brought the troops back from Iraq just recently. I think that was a really good move on his part. I also have to agree, though, with you that Congress has been kind of difficult. I think that they just need to let go of their pride and actually think about the American people instead of just political parties. I think they play a role, the political parties do, but it's also important to think about what's best for everybody instead of just yourself.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all. Quickly.
Okay. I really agree with you about that, because Abraham Lincoln said a house cannot divide up against itself. Mm-hmm. So basically, we just need compromise.
And that's a great place to leave it. Abraham Lincoln, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Are you ready for this?
Delicious!
What if all the movies you love were on one channel?
I can't believe it. How about you guys?
Welcome to This TV.
Very clever.
A new movie channel that's home to all your favorites.
God, I love you.
And so much more.
Maybe we can follow this one up with a little dancing and refreshments, huh?
You're insane!
This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
Nevada Newsmakers 8th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors, Sierra Nevada, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada State Education Association, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, Pro Group Management, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our 8th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition. We have great high school students from across the state here. Gustavo Garcia Jr. is from Hug High School. Michael Perrazzo is from Churchill County High School. And Cindy Zen is with Advanced Technologies Academy in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you all here. Yeah. Have you been watching the debates at all?
I've been watching a few debates. I'm not really agreeing with most of the debates, because I see that there's a lot of debates going on, but there's not much being done about it. So that's what I feel about it.
Is there any particular candidate that strikes you that you favor, or any, even a couple of candidates?
I've been on Jim Romney, and
Mitt Romney. Yeah,
and I just see like his whole campaign, his whole candidate, everything that's going on with him. He's really pushing forward, but he's also taking a few steps back due to some of the like laws that he's trying to push out there as well.
Michael, do you get the sense, I've talked about this on this program before, that the debates are kind of like American Idol, the only thing missing is we're not voting, you know, with our cell phones?
I actually agree with you with that. The debates are to push out their views and to make them basically look good. That's my personal view. Like Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich has been going at it a lot, and it's just trying to put the others down, kind of, and push them up. And I don't really like that kind of aspect because they're just trying to look good, but not as much put out their views. And I'm not liking that really that much.
Cindy, have you noticed with these debates that, you know, we see a front runner and then something happens and they collapse and then there's another front runner? How does that strike you?
I think that's the first step that we take to change a law or but I think that they're not doing too much about it except just arguing and expressing their opinions. However,
do you see a leader coming out from the Republican group at this time? Because mm-hmm. It seems like there's an acceptance among a lot of the population that Mitt Romney is going to get this by default rather than by somebody else, you know, breaking through.
No.
Okay. Let's change topics here to the war on drugs and what we're seeing on the Mexican border these days. Does that concern you, that kind of violence can end up coming to this country, and what should we be doing about it?
I do. It does concern me because, like, it's going to push forward. It's going to show, like, our generation now and our future generations that maybe that war about drugs is fine here in the United States. Well, it's not going to be fine because we're having a hard enough time keeping up with it on the border of Mexico. We're not actually like pushing forward, trying to settle things out. We're just keep war. There's no solution to what's going on.
There are those that raise the issue of perhaps we should legalize at least marijuana in this country because that's the drug that's being pushed the most across the border, and that would settle things. Do you think so?
No, I do not. I think if they legalize marijuana, it's just going to cause more trouble personally, because if you legalize a substance and makes it more available, then I personally think that then things will get more out of hand because it's legal. People will be using more and then selling it more illegally. Well, if it's been made legal, but then on the black market legally, which won't exactly help. That's my personal
opinion. Your thoughts on the war on drugs?
I think that legalizing a substance, like he said, is not helping to stop the drug dealings. But I think that the law enforcement is doing something to as much as they can to stop that. And I think what we have to do is that the most important thing we can do is that as the person ourselves, we have to be self-motivated to not to deal with drugs.
No, and that makes perfect sense. I wanted to ask you about our President Obama. His signature issue, I would say, has been health care. Mm-hmm. And portions of health care reform have gone into effect already. The majority goes in 2014. But there's been tremendous pushback, not just from Republicans, but Democrats as well. What do you think about the health care reform?
I believe the health care reform will actually help out. Like, now it's not really being affected as much as it should be because they're just not pushing hard enough. But I believe that once it comes up to 2014, and the economy starts raising a little higher, it'll help out with the health care because it'll start putting more money in people's pockets for health care. It'll start helping people with their insurances so they can get, if they break their arm or something, they can go out and fix it. So,
what are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I'm not in favor of the President Obama's health care bill. I personally think with this health care bill, first off, where's the money coming from? This money from the federal government, in which they're going to give any American that needs health care, they're able to give this money to. But where's the money coming from? I don't see how we can do it, and I don't think it would be beneficial for me.
He actually put like trillions of dollars into this reform, and there's nothing happening still.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody knows where the money's coming from because our economy is so low, but here we are putting more money into reforms.
You can't just go and push print and print more money. It has to be coming from somewhere.
And Cindy, you get the last word on this.
I actually think it's beneficial to middle class people, because right now the economy is not as good as before. People are losing jobs, and people can't afford to see a doctor. And I think his bill actually helps those people.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Amazing Chef Basket is the kitchen product of the year. Your food cooks right in the Chef Basket. And even in rapidly boiling water, the specially designed handles remain totally cool to the touch. Amazing! Then just grab the handles and your food goes right from the pot to the plate. The Chef Basket does it all, from draining to straining, to cooking to steaming, even deep frying, and much, much more. One of the most versatile kitchen items ever. It's 12 tools in one. And it folds flat for easy storage anywhere. Thanks to tremendous demand, we're slashing the price to $10. But order now and we'll double the offer. Order today and find out about free shipping. But wait, we'll also send you RoboStir. Just pay separate processing. Just hit the button and it stirs all by itself. RoboStir does all the work so you don't have to. You get all this for just $10 if you order now.
Call 1-800-216-6709 to get your chef basket and get a chef guide in the RoboStir with your order. That's 1-800-216-6709. Call now.
This is a special announcement for Americans who currently owe back taxes to the IRS or the state. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you may qualify for assistance in the form of special tax resolution programs that are available now. These programs can help you to determine your ability to settle your taxes for just a fraction of what you owe. If you need to file years of late returns, or if you've recently received collection letters from the IRS or state, protect yourself and your bank account and call the number on your screen to talk to someone from the Tax 10,000 Network. Call today to be connected with an experienced tax professional that can negotiate directly with the IRS on your behalf. You don't have to face the IRS alone. The Tax 10,000 Network has helped people all over America with their tax problems, so don't wait. Call the number on your screen now or visit tax10,000.com.
Our thanks to our sponsors across the state for supporting the Nevada Newsmakers Annual Teen Edition. We'll bring it to you again next year. On our next broadcast, CJ Hadley will be here. Hang on in. It'll be quite the show. See you on the next broadcast.